after some fine performances this year.
Some really good inningses.
JB and Billy have declared.
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Jimmy boy, when I get too old, I need a retirement home. I think I might go to Taiwan. I'll tell you why soon.
Also in this hour, we ask you for the unusual reasons you've got the arse. Next, cooking superstar Matt Preston joins us in studio.
Ow! This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
Throughout history, there have been some stunning superstar defections. LeBron James to Miami.
In this form, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
Buddy to the Swans.
Piss off, bud! You can't be doing that!
And even Brian Taylor to 3AW, then back to us.
Why'd you do it, and why are you back?
Money.
But there might be none bigger than this man going from MasterChef to My Kitchen Rules.
The true star is Matt Preston's cravat.
Crazy about a man. Please welcome, along with his cravat, Matt Preston.
Oh, how welcome is he?
Oh, man.
I feel like I walked in here like Shane Wayward walking into Collingwood. That's what I feel like, you know.
That's it.
Was really good once, now faded like shadow of my former self.
I don't know if you'd fade away.
Never listen to Bill.
Not the way I eat, Bill. You know that. Not when there are chocolate digestives outside. And all I can think of is I'm looking at your can, at your kind of V, and the Diet Coke on the other side of the table, JB.
And I know
that if I said chocolate biscuit, you may well knock me down in the rush.
Well, we hit them because they were there. And I was saying, quick, Matty's coming in. Oh, get rid of the chocky biscuit.
You're gonna lose them. That's it. You go. Where do they go? That's what happens.
Where is your cravat?
It's my profession. Oh, I got up this morning and it was dark and couldn't find one that matched. And went, I can't be bothered.
Oh.
So I thought, I'm doing radio. You know, we can pretend.
I'll ask you again. Where's your nice cravat you got on?
Thank you very much indeed. I made this one myself. I just edged it with a blanket stitch and away we go. This actually comes from the remnant bill at Spotless. It cost me $2.50.
Good Spotless.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Now, Matty, the way I see it is the opposite.
Yes.
And that is that you've done some amazing work at a lesser network.
Mm.
And it was only a matter of time before the bright lights of the number one lured you. And now look where you are, 7 and 7+ in prime time with My Kitchen Rules.
You know, I look at it the other way. I think of it's like you've had a great time. You had a great time, and that's come to an end. And now you get the chance. Someone comes back to you. This is like being in retirement. You know, I went to Seven, did plate with them, had all the lockdown, and then I get that phone call going, Do you want to just come in and do six episodes?
Bloody earth you do.
And then you go, wow, how interesting. Like, it's just fascinating to do it. And then they go, well, you'll be with Manu. And I go, well, that's even better.
Good.
So that's a big plus.
And
then you go, well, you're going to go around to people's houses. They're going to feed you their favourite home-cooked dishes. And we're going to pay for it. And it's like, hey, well, there is no downside about that. There's no downside about that.
So do you actually go into their houses?
Yeah, into their actual houses with the pictures of them, their wedding pictures up on the wall and the kids and you know the stuff when obviously they've tidied up the house and they put things into cupboards, but you know you can never truly hide.
No,
your whole life is there.
Exactly.
So there'll be things like there'll be one random school shoe just in the middle of the corner over there. There'll be a pile of school bags with stuff with like the lunchbox from 3 days ago just kind of crawling out as they do. You know, so that's also great. That's a huge privilege to be able to do that in their house rather than kind of a more sterile environment.
Oh, well, we need to ask.
What? Yeah.
Nigella.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, she is brilliant. And that's just typical of Manu. That's the sort of person, that's the mark of the man.
Mm-hmm.
Kept Nigella all to himself for that first round. And then went, oh, I'm going to be on me and Nigella. We're going to be eating together and sitting at a table. It'd be lots of fun. And it's like, walk in as. Why is it just the Frenchman? What's going on? Well, I've got the Frenchman. No, it's lovely. She's fantastic. She's done an amazing job. And it's great to see her with a bit more space to actually see the kind of the warmth and the humanity that she brings. It sounds so pretentious, but there's a general. She generally likes these people, cares. Obviously, we're competitive. Obviously, she did round one. She did those first six cooks. I was texting her going, what are they like? How good? Yeah. What's the best thing? Well, you really like the lobster. Then she had a lobster curry. She really liked. How unfair is that? And then as soon as I'm getting in, I'm going, oh, you should have had this barramundi dish. I'm trying to make a jealous go, oh, no, the quality of food sounds way better in my sex. So that there's a little bit of healthy competition
good.
There.
And we all love her, don't we?
Oh,
we all, and
yeah,
we don't top. Know her like
she
you.
She's cool.
But she's cool. She's cheeky.
Yeah, she's cheeky. That's right. I think that's the thing. I think people get kind of lost in the whole licking the fingers thing. And actually, when you meet her, you realize that Bill likes. Sorry, Bill just
look at Bill.
You know what?
Suddenly lost his way.
Strangely, you've just ruined Nigella.
No,
really.
No.
Now every time I'm going to see Nigella licking fingers, I'm going to see Billy Brown licking his fingers. And I'm just saying, it's not quite the same.
No,
JB.
It is not the same.
Not quite the same.
I love
close.
It. You know, when you get up in the middle of the night, you might go to the toilet or something, and she goes to the fridge.
Where are we going?
No, she goes to the fridge and grabs a bit of cake or a bit of chocolate and all that. Because we all do that, us.
Absolutely.
Yeah
absolutely.
Us,
one,
Bill.
Bigger ones.
More generously proportional personalities.
But we all do that,
because you're here, because it's well known that cake calls your name.
Yeah, that's
cake
it.
Cake sits in the middle of the night, you wake up and you go, Billy. Billy, come downstairs, Billy.
No, and then you fight it off. And then you wake up an hour later.
And you wake up and your hand's actually in the fridge. And you got a slab of chocolate cake. How did I get here?
I love it when you buy a nice chicken, you got it sitting there, and then you wake up in the morning, there's legs and wings everywhere because you just attack it at night.
Yeah, well, there is a reason why you don't take the souvlaki to bed, Billy.
Right. We can't hold him back.
Well, we'll take
11
a
in a row.
Take a break.
All right, little
tease
break.
It, tease
we'll,
it.
Get up, we'll get to his favourite topic next.
Oh. More with Matt Preston next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
We're joined by celebrity chef and judge on My Kitchen Rules, Matt Preston.
And Collingwood Nuffy, fair to say. And, well, this is what happens with Collingwood.
Smile.
Yeah, you're too well presented and the teeth are too intact to be proper Collingwood.
You see, I think this is the beautiful thing. 6 weeks ago, everyone was sitting there saying there's no way Collingwood were even going to make... They're even going to make the eight. Mm-hmm. And for a team, and I think this is, you know, North Melbourne supporters would identify with this, you're 17th. And all you want is just for them to give you a bit of a go.
Compete. A little bit of hope.
You know, a little bit of hope, a little bit of joy. And I think Hawthorn has seen that. At Ed Times, Essendon have seen that. The McRae thing revolution has been beyond any of our expectations, I believe. And I think as Collingwood fans,
I agree with that.
How good has he been? Craig
amazing.
McRae.
Amazing.
No one really knew much of him. Knew he played a bit of footy, assistant coach. Yeah. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah, but you know that those 5 years in development at Collingwood, the time he had with the under-18s at Queensland, he's been around the traps. And I think that's one of those things, isn't it? You look at really good coaches and they've had different mentors over their journey, and they don't just suddenly appear fully formed. Yeah. And you know, he was,
you know what he's done, Matty? He is we actually like Collingwood. If you don't barricade Collingwood, people actually like Collingwood. Yeah. You like the way you play.
Yeah.
Play good footy.
Yeah.
And he's very humble. And you go, he's a good bloke. Collingwood are going, well, I actually like Collingwood. I can't believe it.
Yeah, but you know what the terrible thing is? As my friend, the Melbourne fan, told me the other day, he said, look, we all really like Collingwood, but gee, we still hate the supporters. I think that's sadly the way.
Who's your favourite player of all time? Collingwood.
Oh, Collingwood. Look, it's got to be the man that made me a Collingwood fan in the first place. That's Peter Dacos, number 35.
The Macedonian Marvel.
The Macedonian Marvel. Just sitting there in the UK and watching, you know, Stephen Quatermain talking about it and watching this guy doing what he could do with the wrong shaped ball. It was like basketball with a Sharon. That's like that's like insanity.
No, he's throwing a couple of good ones too. Nick, a very good player, but you know he's had a really good year with Nick Bean there. Is Josh?
Yes. Yeah,
he's got better.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Of course I am. I'm never. I can't remember the last time I was wrong.
I think JB can remember, and that was probably about half an hour ago.
Funny enough, Matty, when you're thinking about your best ever players, Bill didn't come to mind.
No, this is Collingwood.
No, just full stop.
You would have seen me.
In fairness, I saw him play in the grand final. He was pretty good in that grand final.
Which
was that 94?
Not 95. Not 95 or 4 or 2 or 1.
Maybe you're looking at a bloke with number 5.
No, it wasn't. He was pretty good. I remember people going because, you know, obviously the other favourite player was Rene Kink, you know, the galloping gasometer. And Billy, there was something about that, you know.
Similar shapes.
And losing grand finals.
And also, you'd have to throw Mick Martin in there, wouldn't you?
No, Mick.
What a prince amongst men.
He liked to club people, Mick.
He did.
That's basically how he operated.
He did it well.
Now, Matty, every time we get you in, we're very excited about My Kitchen Rules, of course, it's dominating. Yeah. But you are an aficionado when it comes to Melbourne dining, and Melbourne has some of the best restaurants in the world, including... Now, have I got the naming of it? Gimlet? Gimlet is now in the top 50 in the world?
It's in the top 100 in the world. Just been named Victoria's best restaurant in the Delicious 100. And that's one of the things that, you know, when, I don't know, Yota Mutlingi's coming to town or Nigella comes down, we give them some names. So, you know, Nigella really loved Aru when she was here, which is this place, which is in kind of great place on a Saturday, just off Swanston Street, kind of modern Australian, Asian twist, indigenous ingredients. But also there are lots of like smaller, like bars with great food, like Bar Liberty, or I'm a big fan of a place called Hope Street Radio, just down in, of course, in Collingwood. because it's unpretentious food, it's got a great atmosphere and it's fun. And I think we're all getting a bit over the whole 4-hour degustation. No, who wants that? Really? Does anyone want that anymore? I don't know. Especially when, as we know, prices have gone crazy now.
What?
And, you know, you're just going like, really? Honestly? There was a great piece that John Lethlean did. It was like $900 for a meal for two? No. I'm quite happy with a burger from Andrews with a lot. Thank
all
you.
All right, Bill, we can't go any further.
Good pub. Yeah, and really some great, pub. Great pub meals. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Great to see you, Matty Preston, always.
JB, Billy, thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you collect unusual? Right. Salt and pepper.
Now, Jim, I was just looking at this. This came across my desk, and I thought, whack. I'll have a look at this. So I opened it up. You wouldn't believe it. Headline.
Yep.
Backlash after nursing home hires strippers for cultural holiday. Wow. So they've got a big holiday coming, or they did over there in Taiwan.
Yes.
It's all about the rich harvest for the coming year. So they have this harvest holiday, Jim.
Yes.
And a nursing home has apologised for hiring a stripper to dance on pensioners' laps during a raunchy harvest festival party in Taiwan, Jim.
To lift residents' spirits, they've arranged for a dancer to put on a steamy show.
Paid the woman in a sparkly red and black lingerie to entertain at least 12 wheelchair-bound seniors with her... titillating performance.
Oh no.
You got that out very carefully.
No, I just read it, Jim.
Bill.
Wowee.
If you're in a nursing home, you're up for having fun, aren't you?
Well, you are. Well, guess what? Down the hallway, there was a game of bingo that was in the nursing hall. Not one person in there, Jim, playing bingo.
No one was playing the bingo.
And then there was some karaoke down the other hall, you know, down there a bit. And then there was this performance from Flossie, who turned up. So they loved it, the boys. They were good on them. Raised their spirits, raised a lot of things.
That's it, Bill. Raised their spirits. The intention was to entertain residents and make them happy. Yes, we're very sorry for the offence that's caused.
That's it. So I don't know, Jim.
I'm looking at some of the pictures here, Bill. They don't look that offended to me.
Well, she hasn't got a lot on. What she has got on,
she's
which is
a stripper,
good.
Bill.
Yeah, I know.
She's not nude, though. She's dressed.
Well, she's got undies and a bra on. Yeah, but also, she's got a mask, which is very important.
Yes.
At least she had the mask on, Jim.
Yep.
Well,
Bill, I want to know who hired. Who did the hiring?
Well, I don't think they're at the...
I'm about to say, wouldn't be there for much
the
longer.
...the nursing home anymore, Jim. So
that might have been a parting gift.
Yeah. Well, they hadn't had it for 2 years, COVID and that, so they just thought they'd do something for the residents.
Yeah, that just came across
COVID
your desk.
COVID and that.
People would be outraged, Jim.
Yeah, that just came across your desk.
Yes, it did. It just come through nude.
Yeah, it's the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yeah,
the oldies are coming along going, I wonder what's going to come up today.
When's it on again?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's
the Antarctic.
I'm just going to write this whole break down.
Oh, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right. Time to get the family involved, 133353 style.
Oh, here we go.
I was reading on the internet, Fat, the following.
What?
An art teacher has won an unfair dismissal case because last year during a live stream class, or as we call it, a Zoom class, her pet cat, J jumped on the camera a couple of times.
Yeah, that's okay.
And the education tech company that was employing her sacked her.
No.
Yes.
Because a cat jumped
onto the camera a couple of times during the class.
Wow.
They said, and I'm quoting here, she had taken part in non-teaching activities during the class.
Well, boo-hoo for them, Jim.
Well, so she's doing her teaching.
Yeah.
A cat jumps in front of the camera a couple of times, she gets the flick.
Yeah.
So, hence, 133353, how have you lost your job?
Unusual.
Unusual.
I like it,
because
Jim.
Fat.
What happened?
I got the ask from KFC.
KFC?
Yeah. As a kitchen hand when I was 14, because I talked too much. So the boss came into me. I turned up for the next shift. He goes, listen, mate. Nothing wrong with your work, but you never shut up. So that was the end of me.
No.
I got the sack.
From KFC.
From KFC as a kitchen hand at 14 for talking too much.
Oh, Jim.
Bill, that's unusual.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much.
133353, ring us now. When have you lost your job?
Unusual.
Unusual.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you reckon the bosses, they hear that? Mate, they're going to come in here and go, Bill, fair again. Finish up tonight.
How have you lost your job? Unusual is the question we're asking, because this poor lady's teaching art online.
Oh, yeah.
Zoom screen.
And?
Cat jumps on her lap and gets in front of the camera a couple of times.
And the boss?
Boss says no.
No.
Enough of you.
Don't like that, Jim.
I don't like it either.
Exactly.
It's art for a start, so it's meant to be a bit looser.
Yes.
Alex is in Yarrawonga. Alex.
Hey, boys, how you going?
What happened, Alex?
About 30 years ago, I got an apprenticeship as a brickie, and this one particular day, I had to work back till about 8 o'clock. We had this massive job on, and at about the same time, I met this girl, and we're going out with each other for a couple of weeks. And so I called the boss and organised to have, well, it was a sick day.
Yeah.
Which he didn't know. So it was organised. I was going to the girlfriend's place and meet the parents. And the mum was there. We were having a good time, having a few froffies. And and then the dad walks in the front door and, bloody hell, it was me boss. And he sacked me there. He sacked me on the spot.
He sacked
bloody
you
hell.
On the spot.
Sacked me on the spot. You said you were sick, and
that's true.
So,
you did.
So I didn't get to finish me roast lamb, and he frog marched me out the bloody door.
Oh, you said you were sick,
and did you stay with her or not? It was all over with the girlfriend.
We only went out one more time, and that was it.
Gee, that's a bad result, Alex. You lost your job and your girl
and the roast lamb.
Yeah, I was more spewing about the roast lamb, boys.
Oh, that's funny. Stay on the line like that, Matty in Lancefield.
Hello, Matthew.
How are you, boys?
Good. What had happened to you?
Younger brother, actually, Billy.
Yeah.
Used to be an old strawberry farm out there at Willamavin. And they used to hire the kids to pick the strawberries, you know, $5 a bucket you used to get.
Yep.
Anyway, we used to have a few bites of strawberries, you know, peg them at each other. Anyway, the boss came around and we all jumped back down, and my younger brother thought it was still going. He's throwing a few, and he got sacked on the spot for throwing strawberries and wasting
them.
That's
funny. Pegging it of each other.
Yeah, nice.
I like it, Matty. Stay there. Jude's in Glenroy. Hello, Jude.
Oh, hi. How you going, guys?
Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy, that's it, that's it. I had a job as a mushroom picker, and I was, I had to pick a minimum of 4 boxes an hour of mushrooms, but I couldn't cut the mustard, so, because I talk too much, a bit like you, JB.
Yes, I know.
So,
helps you work
so
better, Jude.
Well, exactly, mate. It's being social. It's being, you know,
a
person. Yeah, yeah. So the boss and I decided, because I knew the boss, she actually got me the job.
Right.
We thought it was, you know, probably best that I could, probably best to go our separate ways.
I believe she got sacked for talking too much.
That's unreasonable. Brendo in Caulfield, Bill.
Hey, Brendo.
Evening, afternoon, lads. I was working for a company, hardware store. Anyway, gave the mates the discount card I get. Told them they were doing a heap of renos. I said, go for your life. Just make sure you don't use no credit card or nothing. Pay cash. No one knows.
Yeah.
About 2 days later, got marched in the office. Please explain. See you later.
Oh,
how'd they find out?
They use their cards.
Idiot mates.
They haven't helped you out at all, Brendo.
Not at all, not at all.
Have you moved on? Where are you now?
I drive tipper trucks now. So moved on completely.
Yeah, well done.
Stay there, mate. Good Mitch work. In Corio.
Mitchy boy.
Hey, how you going, Bill, JB?
Oh, good mate. Out there at Corio. What did you do, Mitchy boy?
I had a carpentry apprenticeship about 2 years ago and just thought that we had a cricket grand final coming up. Ooh. So I thought, I'll warn the boss. If we win it, I might not come in Monday. Turns out I went back Wednesday and forgot to tell him that I wasn't coming in on Tuesday and he sacked me for it.
You obviously won the grand final and you celebrated, Mitchy.
Yeah, definitely good celebrations too.
Probably 2 days is a bit much, yeah. Mitch.
I can guarantee you I wasn't sober on the Wednesday when I went in either.
Have you moved on? Have you got a job?
Yeah, got my own business now.
Oh, good on you, Mitch.
Doing
well
what,
done.
Mitch?
Carpentry.
Oh, we'll give it a plug then. Yeah. What are you called?
AKM Quality Carpentry down in Geelong.
Oh, AKM Quality Carpentry.
That's it, Jim.
Oh, yes. No, Bill.
Well, next time I need some carpet, I'll ring Mitchy.
Where are you ringing?
Mitchy, AKM Quality Carpet.
Carpentry. Bill. He's a carpenter.
I know what. Well, shut up. There's Jack in Richmond. Hello, Jackie boy.
G'day, boys.
Yeah.
How'd you lose your job, Unusual?
I was watching Dumb and Dumber. I just got a new job at McDonald's when I was about 15. And the scene where he stuck his tongue on the pole.
Yeah.
So I was getting some frozen nuggets from the cool room. And I thought, I wonder if it will happen. So I put the tongue onto the pole and ripped the tiny chunk out of it.
Oh, no.
Got stuck for about 20 seconds, ripped my tongue off, was bleeding profusely. Had to go back out there and pretty much say what had happened because I couldn't talk because I was bleeding so much and they didn't give me any more shifts.
Oh, Jack. Oh. That really happened, Jack.
Yeah, it definitely happened.
Oh. Dumb and dumb. That's funny.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Under a buck, Jim. Do you understand that? See, there's a nice little double entendre.
Is that what? What, big pardon? Now, Fat.
Yes.
This interests me, what you're about to talk about, because I've never had a desk at any of the Triple M's I've worked at in nearly 30 years.
It's extraordinary.
Never had a desk.
I've worked with hosts for more than 20. Mm. And have you ever seen me allocated a desk?
Not once. I know there is one for you, but we kind of... consumer.
Yeah, we do. So well, even if you wanted studio, to. Well, and I just like I like setting up in here and working out of the studio. So that's why. Well, but you are a desk user.
I am. I love my desk. Yes. And this has been annoying me, Jim. So it's a bit in-house. Actually, it's in office, to be honest. Oh. And it's called hot desking.
I beg your pardon?
Hot desking.
What does that mean?
That's the new environment out here at our new offices, Jim. It's a new corporate slang.
Well, explain it.
I'll tell you what it is. The practice in an office of allocating desks to workers when they are required, rather than giving each worker their own desk.
So you could roll up on any given day and have a different desk to work at.
A sharing model, Jim. You share. So there's a computer screen there. You just log in and you can use someone else's desk.
But that doesn't work, Hose, because people like putting their little smiley faces around their computer
screen. Not allowed.
No, this is a
new... Discouraged.
Jim, this is what I'm saying. It's annoying me, Jim.
All right.
No, because you know what I want at my desk?
What?
Jim, I just want a bin.
Bins wants a bin.
Yes. That's all I want, a little plastic one. I don't care. Because there's no bins at hot desking.
Why?
Because they move around, so they don't have bins,
Jim. But you've still got rubbish to deal with.
Well, I'm always throwing it in the bin here. I want a bin at my desk. Yes. And the other thing, Jim, I don't ask for much. I just want a bin.
I don't ask for mole.
And the other thing is I need a drawer. Just a drawer at my desk.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where do you leave your stuff?
Well, my pens, Jim. Where do I put them in a box on top of the desk, which is yucky. So I want something to put my pens, my scissors, my calculator, my notes.
Calculator?
Actually, I've got a calculator. I don't know. I've never used it.
Okay. Just to write boobless or something.
Yes, exactly. It still works. But
can
I just,
do that too?
Yeah. I need a little drawer at my desk just to put everything in.
Well, I'm hearing you. I don't agree with you almost ever. But this doesn't make sense to me.
It's annoying.
Well, because then you go home, next day you turn up, you've got no gear to use.
That's right. So you've got to bring it with you or it's on top of the desk and it looks messy.
We've been assigned lockers, though. Did you get your locker?
No, the lockers are 50 metres away. I come to my desk. I'll just go to my locker. I'll get my pen, my calculator,
Shout at me.
Well, it's not right. So I'm going to talk to Ashley. She's the office manager. But I went to see her, Jim, and guess what happened?
What happened?
It's the first official office party, because we're in the new building, today. Guess what time it started?
What time?
4 p.m.
We're on air.
And guess what time it finishes?
What time?
6 p.m.
When we get off air.
First office party, and we're obviously not invited because we're on air. So, Ashley, look out. Hot desking, poo.
How do you find it, Hose? Because you're here all day, every day.
Well, I tend to gravitate to the same desk every single day and might leave things under the desk and just stay in the same spot.
Is that allowed? Are there police?
There's police.
All right.
It's strict policy. People like Onion and Lumo, who we love, they have to go to other sides of the building to do their work sometimes. It's about mingling in your other neighbourhoods.
No.
I understand.
Yes?
No. It's not right. Hot desking. I think IBM bought it in, Jim, years ago.
I don't know.
And it's supposed to save money because if you don't need as many desks or computer screens.
Well, I thought it was meant for us so we have more experience with other people in the building.
And you talk to people, you collaborate or whatever is. What's that word that everyone uses in the cricket team?
Word?
I've got empty plastic water bottles everywhere, Jim, because I haven't got a bin. I just want a bin.
They used to have common areas, didn't they, like couches and stuff, where people took their laptop and then I'll go and work,
In those funky jobs. So you can collaborate.
Collaborate. Good word.
But I don't know about hot desking.
No,
sounds like something you do at about 2 a.m.
I do know about hot desking, and it's shit.
I'd do that.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wasn't that's a whole happily different thing. Married,
no,
obviously.
Exactly.
Happily married.
No, not really, but...
Oh, Ho said she's happily
together.
Oh,
yes. Otherwise, you'd be hot desking up a storm.
Oh, yes.
Hot desking. No.
All right. We'll sort that out by next week for you.
Probably not.
You want a bin?
Wander out into the party and see if you can sort it out.
Well, I might go out and see. Oh, look at them out there having their shardies while we're in here working. Fair dinkum hot desking. Stick it up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You shouldn't take the mickey out of people that can't talk properly. Dyslexia.
All right, time for the family to get involved. 133353 style.
Yeah.
And the question I'm asking here is, do you own a weird ass theory? So, in other words, a theory that you actually can't back up, but you just strongly believe in it. So, for me,
yes.
People who drive utes are good drivers.
Why?
Well, if I've got the choice, you're pulling up behind a satellite. Yeah. Satellites are red.
Yes.
And you've got to choose which car. You're going to go behind?
Right, a Camry or a ute?
Yep, I'm going behind the ute every time.
Why?
Well, because my theory is they're tradies.
Yes.
And they're trying to get somewhere in a hurry.
Ah.
So there's no stuffing around.
Wow.
They're going to accelerate. When the lights go green, they're not going to be looking at their phone or buggerize around.
Quicker off the mark.
So that's my theory, but I have absolutely nothing by way of proof to back it up.
What about a theory that people who drive Volvos aren't good drivers?
Well, that would be the reverse theory of what I'm saying.
Yes.
But a mate of mine growing up, so this is an example of a weird-ass theory.
Yes, please.
Mate of mine growing up, the old Rank Arena TV days, so before remotes,
where
you had to go up and actually turn them, he had a view that Channel 9 had a better quality picture than 7, 10, or the ABC. This is pre-SBS. I used to say to him, mate, how? It's an antenna, and it's the same television.
Just strange.
He said, no, I have a theory that Channel 9's picture, he was convinced they had a better quality picture than the other three stations available on his Rank Arena.
Mm.
So, Bill.
Rank Arena. I've got a theory.
That's a weird-ass theory.
The ads are louder than the actual TV shows.
Well, there's a theory. But so 133353.
Hence!
Ring us now with your weird-ass theory.
So is a theory that there are UFOs out there?
Well, it's a theory you can't prove. It's a weird theory that you are convinced is true, but you've got no proof.
Mm.
So I can't prove that you drivers are better drivers.
No, you can't.
I'm just convinced they are. Mm. Well, have a look at them starting to come.
Well,
here they come.
There'll be some interesting theories here.
133353, give us your weird ass theory.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nath. He can't understand
give
what happens.
Give me some strategicness of it.
We're chatting weird theories.
Well, my theory is all people that drive utes are good drivers. My mate growing up with the old style TV said that 9's picture was better than 7, 10 or the ABC.
Don't know how that worked.
No one did.
No.
But he was convinced, Bill.
Yes.
You could not change his mind. So right. Jace is in. Where is Jace, Rabbit?
Dunga and Aubrey.
How are you, Jace?
Good boys, how you going?
What's your weird-ass theory?
Oh, the weird-ass theory is, mate, each generation is getting taller than the last, right? We all know that. Our kids are taller than us.
Yep.
So what's happening is as we build more stuff, skyscrapers, all that sort of stuff, Billy, you're putting more weight on the Earth. Mm. The gravitational pull of the Earth is less, so the kids are getting taller.
Less gravity. Less taller kids.
Less gravity.
No, I don't.
Well, Bill, these are theories.
Well, I'm a professor.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying
chicken. You're saying it's the steroids in the chicken.
No, that's making them bigger. No doubt about the chickens.
Kids are getting taller. That's his whole point.
He's saying there's less gravity, which I think there's heaps of gravity there. There's not less. There's gravity everywhere, Jim.
Jace, I'm with you. Kids are definitely getting taller. Yeah. You walk into a high school now, year 12 kids are mountainous.
Mountain.
Like they're bloody ridiculous. Well, look at your son.
Yeah, well, it's a chicken.
Maxie's huge.
That's a chicken.
He's saying less gravity.
Yeah.
Well, no way.
That's what I said.
Judy's in.
Wodonga and Albury.
Judy.
Jude.
Oh, hello. It's not Wodonga and Albury. It's Albury Wodonga.
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, we didn't say. That was one of our callers who was talking to us about something. What's your weird theory?
No, it's not mine. I had an idiot friend that reckons cherry ripes are made out of apricots because cherries were too dear.
Yes.
And he reckons that Crown Lagers are just carbon drafts off tap, but just in a fancy bottle.
I have had that said to me before, too.
I've heard they're Fosters.
Yeah.
No, they're
it's
not.
It's just a different bottle, but it's actually the same beer or something else.
It's the Pride of the Fleet.
Well,
it's
that's what they... Yeah. Listen, just because you're on the payroll...
Yes.
I'm with you, Rabbits. Mm. I've been told that it is another beer just in a fancy bottle.
All right, then. But cherry ripes have cherries in them. When you eat them, you see the cherries.
Do you?
Yeah.
Righto. Stay there, Jude. Rick.
Catandra.
Yeah.
Bad little, only a very small little town. How many live in Catandra, Rick?
It's Catandra West, though, Bill, not Catandra. We don't like Catandra.
How many live in Catandra West?
Nah, it's got a population of around about 300, but 300? Most of them on farms.
Yeah.
I like it. Now, tell us what your weird ass theory is, Rick.
So, my weird ass theory is if you're playing the poker machines and it's not paying out, if you say loud enough so that it can hear you that you're about to pull out and leave.
Yeah.
It'll pay out.
Bill.
What, you're talking to the poker machine?
I reckon they've got something's in there. I don't know what it is, whether it's a computer or whatever, something obviously, but they listen to you. Have you give it a try, Bill? I tell you, it works.
Bill.
I love watching people play. They do all sorts of weird stuff. They touch the screen. They do all sorts of stuff.
This is what we're talking about.
I like
speak
it.
To the machine.
I
Jace,
like it, Rick.
Lower plenty.
Jace.
Hello, King of King, Rabs, and Chunky Guts. How are we?
Chunky Guts.
What's your theory, Jase?
I tell you right now, King of Kings, it is never going to business with a fat person.
Why?
And why?
Because, well, I went into a kitchen joinery business many years ago with a rather large chap, well-boned, and he took me for about 800 large.
So you think it was the size of him that caused the
If they don't look after themselves physically and mentally and all they do is eat crap all day, then that's how they treat their business and their friends and their associates. The other thing, King of Kings, never give the fat guts one your joke on a Friday night to then tell to the world and absolutely decimate it.
That wasn't my joke. That was he got that from someone who then cut up rough that they didn't get credit.
Peppermint. I'm talking about the peppermint one.
Oh.
With the bull.
Well, the bull's, and it tastes peppermintly.
Oh, no. You slaughtered it, Chunky.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Jason's got his eye in nicely.
He doesn't like fat people, Jason.
Geordie, he had you in the crosshairs. Geordie's in Noble Park. Geordie?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Righto, what's your theory?
I reckon if you get a coin toss, it's the odd amount of times. So if it's facing heads, when you toss it, it's going to land tails.
Ooh. So if the head's facing up, it's always a tail.
No, I don't know about that. Yeah. I'll give it a go.
Fats up. You'd be the only person with a coin on them, by the way.
This be a good radio. Go.
Here we go. So what's
it's
up?
It's a 10-cent piece with a head on top,
yes.
Right?
Go on.
A tail.
There you go. Geordie. Exactly what you said. All right, that's a weird-ass theory. It could have, Tim Payne could have done with that.
Oh, about eight times.
Lost six in a row.
Exactly.
Alicia Werribee. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, how are you going, boys?
Go on. Give us your theory, Alicia.
All right. I reckon people who work in hospitality are the worst people to be served in restaurants.
That is interesting.
Because they judge, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
That is interesting.
Do you know, Alicia, the customer is not always right.
They are not always right. I work in hospitality.
So do I. And let me tell you, Jim.
That's why when people leave the creamy, they don't come back.
No, as Alicia will tell you, some are very bloody annoying. Well, and
but
just
Bill, you don't want them voting with their feet, leaving and not coming back.
But they've got to know that these poor girls like Alicia are working their guts out and they're all understaffed, aren't you, Alicia?
We are all understaffed.
Bloody oaf. And also, I've got a theory that there's, like, must be a poo farm or something at Werribee. It always smells when I drive past. Is that right, Alish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And a lady with glasses.
oh, no.
So Matty Haywood in the booth, the genius, he gets bored with the idiot file because he's got that much stuff. It's like 20 minutes worth. And he's like, well, I'll just bump it together and put a little beer opening sound in the middle of it, which is sums up why Bill can't speak. There it is. So in the end, what I love about him is he went, I just can't keep doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go a different way.
Right.
So he invented the idiot song.
Yes.
Where in the middle of the lyrics of a famous song, he can wedge your stuff in there.
Yeah, that's good.
This one I like, Billy Joel. Enjoy.
And also Nick Kyrgios defeated the Tanzi Kokkinakis.
Oh,
yes. Tanzi. He likes to go with that on centre court.
So his first name's not Tanzi.
What is it then, Raps?
Tanasi.
Wow. Tanzi.
Tanzi.
Tana.
Anyway, he's out. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray. I don't ask for more. Much. I just want... John McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Oscar Piastri. It's hard to say.
It isn't hard to say.
Oscar Piastri.
No, it's not even
Piastri. Mario, James Dean, Ramsey Warren. Randall, the king and I, and the catcher in the right. Who crossed and named the Campese? Hot.
For Rush Hour.
Start the fire. Because Big Wilbur Anthony William Brownless went one on one with the great Shaquille. Oh, me. Back in control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate. When have you what seen on a plane unusual?
Oh, there we are.
That, huh?
That's the craft right there. Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal,
suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets. What is the Barangaroo?
Barangaroo? Rock and roll, a cola wars. I seriously can't do this anymore. We didn't start the fire. It was
always burning since the world's been turning. So to cheer her up, I brought her an Anne. Identical one. I brought an identical one to
you. Now it might just have cancelled each other out.
Equilibrium.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Jing. Oh my god.
It's a week out of
Brandon
the...
me Jing.
Jing.
So rabbits.
Yep. Good song.
I actually appeared in Nuff Nuff last Saturday.
You did.
Because of how carefully I said Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
And it's because idiot, just sitting there next to you, called him shit quail, as we just heard. And I then said it the next time and thought, what is his actual name? Because it wasn't what Bill just said.
Shaq.
So that's how I ended up.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
This is the influence you have, Bill, on us.
I know.
We lose all our
influential
confidence.
The jing happened on this day 2 weeks ago, and it's living rent-free in my head.
Is it?
No. Oh.
Jing. I like jing. Actually, Bill, you look like a jing.
You branded him shit quail.
I did not. Shaq. Because we're mates. We're like that. LOLs. So we are good mates. But good
well
song,
done.
Matt. Great
well
song.
Done,
well done,
Matty. Very, very well done.
Just like a bit of bullying.
All right, so... Not bullying, just turning the stuff you say on air around.
Just fact.
No bullying attached to it.
I don't think I say all that.
I don't know.
Doesn't come from this.
Really?
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
All right, Bit of fruit.
Yes, exactly, Jim. And a warning to all those people out there that don't like this fruity joke or get outraged, Jim. Here we go.
Right.
A local farmer down my way, down Geelong, Jim, made history, I don't know if you saw this in the news, probably not, by growing the first ever field of dildos.
Yes.
Jim? He's had a bit of trouble lately. He's had some issues with squatters.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. That's a bit ripe.
It's fallen off. It's that ripe. It's fallen off the tree.
That's a little rough around the edges.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to those that are offended.
Oh, no.
I take it back.
Rabbits likes it.
Yes. Well done, Rabbits.
Good that to finish. Yes. Good one to finish.
How's that, Jim? About time. The rest have been junk.
Woo! Not walking out tonight?
Right.
Bloody squatters.
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Those squatters. Get in there. Won't go.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR. I feel good.